Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Balling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Mo Egger. We back once again for another portion of sports and music with Mo Egger, man. You know what? Before I even go even farther, man, you know, it's a sad day. It's a really sad day in the country, this, you know, in the last couple of days, man. I'm sure you guys heard of the verdict that went down between the state and George Zimmerman. And it was sad, man. You know, I was out of town with some friends, and it hit us so hard, man. We ended up not even doing anything that remainder of that day. You know, it was a tough situation, and I think we need to touch on that topic. And one of my friends who I have coming on, who was going to throw earlier, you know, he's a stand-up guy. You know, he's a motivational speaker. You know, he goes around and speak and stand up for human rights and things like that. His name is Al Holla. And I'm going to be bringing him on today and a few others, you know, just to kind of discuss issues that lies not only with the case, but you know what happens afterwards, you know, with our country. How do we, you know, accept certain things now? So once again, we're here with sports and music with Mo Egger, and just glad to have you guys back. And yeah, we're gonna bring my boy Al on, man. Yo, Al, what's up, boy?
Oh, not much. It's Mo.
Man, I can't even call it, brother. Man, how's everything going with you?
Everything's going pretty good, you know, just trying to make it, trying to maintain, trying to live. That's all I can
say. Man, that's very important, man, just trying to maintain and stay steady out here, you know, man. It's tough times for everybody, man. You know, the world is going through it, man. You know, I've been watching the news a lot lately, and not only with the George Zimmerman case, there's a lot of things that's going on that's corrupt, man, that's really hurting us as a nation, as a world, you know. Over in Egypt, crazy stuff is happening, you know. It's just... Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of crazy things going on, but man, I'm glad you was able to join me today with sports and music, man. You know, we're going to be talking about the George Zimmerman trial, and I really wanted to get your case on this, so that's why I reached out and had you come on, man. So first and foremost, man, you know, reintroduce yourself to everybody who don't know you.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Al Holler. My little tag I go by, but I sometimes go by Al Humble, but you know, I'm basically, you know, I'm all trying to motivate people, trying to get people to see things a little bit different, like not trying to look at all the negative, but looking at the positive things, and understand that you got an opportunity to make everything happen, but you got to believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
Why is everything shaking up in Michigan, brother?
I don't know, just trying to maintain. But when I look at the situation with the George Zimmerman and Trey Ryan case, I just realized that we got a lot to do in society. We really got a lot to do.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke out. Say it again.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm breaking up like this. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you good now.
Okay. Yeah.
But, what were you saying?
I'm just saying, we got a lot going on. So I think a lot of things. I'm going to be honest with you, Mo. I look at society, and it's to talk about Karl Marx, the haves and have-nots. It's all about money. And if you don't have any, you don't really have any significance. You know? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I'm breaking up here. With some band. Can you hear me now?
You good. Oh, yeah, you good.
Okay. All right, so basically, I just think we deal in a society where, you know, people that have and have not, to get money, you're not really being relevant in society. Only thing you can do is be cheap labor. You know what I'm saying? Disposable labor to people.
You said cheap labor?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, in terms of how they do, like, if you don't really have a say-so, I don't know if you're familiar with the Jim Crow book, but the Jim Crow book talks about how society is basically, it's our youth. If you get a record, you become a statistic, you become a number. And then when you're a number, the only thing you're able to do in society is work for free in jail. Basically, you want to work for free in jail when you get a number. It's just like, if you think about how they looked at the situation if Zimmerman would have went to jail, he would have actually did his full time down in Florida because they don't have an early parole. He would have did about 20 to 30 if I was convicted of manslaughter.
Right.
You know, so I'm just thinking, we live in a society where the people who have a real say-so or don't have any money don't really have an opportunity to get the word. I look at this whole case being that they looked at that young man, he's an African-American, so he is troublemaker. So he instigated, and really he instigated from the sound of what really went on. Because they said George Zimmerman followed the guy. They talked the guy down, and he made a confrontation in the situation. He made it a confrontation. Trayvon was walking away. He was minding his own business, but Zimmerman, he felt because he said that a lot of break-ins were happening, and he said that African-American people associated with it. He wanted to associate Trayvon with it, so he went out there to feel like he's the police. And he's not the police. He's just a neighborhood watch. Think about what he is. He's a neighborhood watch. All he's supposed to do is watch. He don't supposed to apprehend anybody. He's supposed to call the authorities, and then they will attain him. But he said on his own mind, I'm going to stop this guy myself. And actually, that man should be in jail for what he was doing. If anybody else did that, we'll be in jail.
Absolutely, and there'd have been nothing else to talk about. Do you feel, how much time do you think he should have got? Do you feel like it could have been considered first-degree murder, even though they wanted to call it manslaughter and second-degree murder? Do you feel like it could have been easily a first-degree murder trial?
I think it should have been a manslaughter. I don't, because it's kind of hard to find somebody. You know, you have enough evidence to really actually prove it. And I don't think enough evidence to prove second-degree murder. I think they could have got manslaughter because it's just like if somebody hit you with a car and you die. Normally, they would charge you with involuntary manslaughter. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what they could have got them on. And I think they dropped the ball because me personally, I don't think they had enough evidence to even back up the claim that they were charged with. And that's the reason why they went back to the table and said, no, we're going to add manslaughter on it. But for some apparent reason, the jurors didn't see it that way. They felt that the victim was the reason the victim had became the perpetrator. You think about some of the words and some of the stories that they were portraying throughout the whole process after it was read, it made it seem like he was the guy who perpetrated the stuff. Like the young man last night, one of the jurors came on, I think CNN, and she felt that Zimmerman, yeah, he opened his files, but he was the victim. How is he a victim and he's the one who caused the situation?
Absolutely, and it's so unfair because, you know, honestly, I feel like the witnesses, the prosecutors, I don't think they did a good job actually representing Trayvon. I don't think they did any justice for him in this case. I felt like they had enough evidence to actually convince the jury that, you know, Zimmerman was wrong for what he did and he deserved to be punished. And it's sad because, you know, all the evidence in the world did not stand in court. So what does that say about our justice system?
Well, I think, you know, what it says about I believe justice is not really blind. I don't think it's really wearing a blindfold when it turns and stuff. I think they already had formed their ideas of who was who wasn't guilty. You know what I'm saying? This world, I'll be honest with you, it's not fair. And I think that Trayvon really had an opportunity to have his peers. I think he had his peers represented, but I don't think Trayvon had his peers represented in that jury with the six women. Because I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't like to come off racist or anything. I just think that a Caucasian woman cannot identify with an African-American person. And that's sad to say because we should be living in a society where that shouldn't really play a part, but it does.
It does. And it's sad because, you know, they took the time to pick the juries, and it's, you know, the simple fact is, you know, they picked all white jurors. So knowing that, you know, I hate to say it like you said it, but, man, come on now. Like, we don't got nobody up there representing our culture and our race. Like, you know, the outcome turned out the way it did. Not to say it would have turned out differently, but it probably would have been a different verdict if we had at least a couple black people in the juries.
Well, if you listen to some of the accounts through the about the and their process of coming up with the verdict, they said that a few people felt that he should have been held responsible for, he should have been really been tried for manslaughter. But by the end of it, they felt that with all the evidence that the state brought forth, it wasn't enough to say that this gentleman should be convicted. So basically, he was able to raise that doubt. He was able to raise that doubt. And to be honest with you, when you looked at the case, it didn't seem like Zimmerman was on trial. It seemed like Trayvon was on trial.
Yeah.
You know, and that was that to me, that was the start. How is a person who's sitting 6 feet deep, how has he become the pit? He should be the one that should be having people represent him and try to get his justice. And he didn't get his justice. I'm telling you, he didn't get his justice. And it's a shame because when you think about where we at right now in time, we have a black man as the president of the United States, but we still get looked upon as being second-rate. And I know people might say, well, why would you say that? But I understand, and I'm going to give you a scenario. I worked a job back in the day, back in the 90s, late 90s. I worked at the airport, and I was a sky cab. I used to drive electric cars, so I used to push wheels. And I had picked up a Caucasian woman, and I was doing my job, doing my job, wheeling her over to her next gate. And you know what this woman told me? She said, son, this is the only job you'll be able to do. Now she didn't know me from anything, but she formed an opinion because she saw me. I wasn't dressing crazy, I wasn't talking crazy, you know what I'm saying? But she formed an opinion and said this is the only job I'll be able to do. And in my heart that hurt me, but it made me realize that I have to do the best I can for myself. I have to be motivated, I have to make sure that I finish school and have good priorities and finish in life, and don't be a statistic, because that's what people think you're going to be. They think you're going to be a statistic. The funny thing about Trayvon, they said this gentleman had a 3.7, was on his way to college. If you listen to the defense, they made it seem like he was a drug dealer. He out here causing trouble. He's doing this and that, and then he was far from them. But they've already formed an opinion. They've already an idea of what they think you are because of the media. And what society might want to portray it to be.
All right, man. We got to take a quick commercial break, man. We'll be right back on this topic, man. Sports music, Mo Egger, Easy Way Broadcasting. Let's get it.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yep, we back again. Sports and music with Mo Egger, man. You know, we're talking about this George Zimmerman case. If you guys are just now tuning in, we're just talking about some of the ups and downs of the case. You know, it was a tragic situation. Just like Al was saying, it's amazing how the person that's dead became the actual one that seemed like he was guilty. You know, he seemed like, they made it seem like Trayvon Martin was the guilty one in this case. And obviously, George Zimmerman is free. So that means he's innocent. I don't think he's innocent. I have a lot of reasons to believe that, even in the beating, I have different beliefs on that. I feel like George Zimmerman may have had good friends in the force. I don't know. I feel like they didn't do a good job of even doing a good job on an autopsy. They didn't do a good job on Zimmerman. They didn't test him for drugs, alcohol, none of the above after he killed a young man. But they actually checked the young man and see if he had alcohol and drugs in him. But if a person kills someone, you automatically supposed to check that person to see if he has any things that hinder his mind. How do you feel about that part? You know, there's so many things that goes along with it. Obviously, I feel like this is a lot of crookedness going on, and eventually it's going to come to light someday. Not even if it's not on this earth, but it will come to light sooner or later. How do you feel about that, brother?
Well, you know, man, I believe that eventually all of the things that was hindered through this case is going to eventually. So, like you said, he didn't even have to take a sobriety test. They didn't even see if he had any drugs in the system. It was so many inconclusive things that happened throughout this whole trial. They didn't even recognize it 3 weeks later until they had got pressure by people in other states. And you think about some of the people that we know that got in trouble in recent times. Man, I tell you, we're going to just pick him up right now. He's going to jail right now. They gave this guy so much. They gave him so much love. They didn't treat him bad. They didn't. But if that would have been anybody else, they was a criminal, man, they would have paraded him out there. They would have did the jury. They would have did the mark and everything else. My thing is I don't think that they intended that to be that Trayvon was going to get justice anyway. Because the way they left it in the county, they changed the prosecutor. I mean, they did so many things. Like I said, and then when it came to the jury pool, just listening to that last night on CNN, the way she talked so bad about the young lady, said, well, she's uneducated, she can't talk. But later on, a couple hours later, they had a young lady on CNN, I can't think of what show she was on, she said that she had some issues with her, she had an overbite, so it made it hard to pronounce certain words. But the who was on the jury had already formed her opinion. She thought that the young lady was uneducated, that she wasn't too bright. You know, she formed an opinion. People are supposed to have any opinion when it comes in terms of serving on a jury. You're supposed to go by the facts, and you're supposed to go by the letter of the law. But when you really think about it, I don't think they went by the letter of the law. Just like you said, they made Trayvon Martin seem like a and he shouldn't have been not the victim, but he shouldn't have been. They made him feel more like he was the defendant when he should have been the victim. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It's a shame. It's a shame that they let that happen. And
it's
when
amazing.
I think about, you know, about the case that they had here in Michigan where the police officer went into the house and shot the police, you know, he wasn't even held responsible for going into a house and shooting a gun. You know, he shot the girl, came in, barred it, even though the police didn't even have a warrant that they raided.
Wow. That's unbelievable, man. And it's sad, you know, how things are panning out these last days, which the Bible talks about, the last days, you know, things could become the way they are, perilous times, you know. So it's just, it's inevitable for things to actually get worse before they get better, and that's the facts, just according to the word. But we as a people, we have to do a good job of. Excuse me?
I said, that's what the word speaks about, that we're going to get in perilous times, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know some people might not subscribe to the Bible, but when you really reflect on the Bible, you see some of this stuff coming to pass, to check your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, if it was do you feel like it was a white little boy, do you think he would have still got arrested, or you think it would have been the same verdict?
You know what, I'm going to be honest. You know, I try not to put color in a lot of stuff, but we still live in a society where it's still gray. It's still black and white. It's still gray. It's a lot of gray areas. People don't want to touch upon it. You know, people feel like you feel like the African-American people get too much attention. African-American get too much support. And I don't think we really get enough support when you really think about it. And I think if that would have been a different nationality, they would have treated that situation totally. And I guarantee you, George Zimmerman, he would have definitely did a talk right in the ass, shot that gun, and he probably would have been processed. But they didn't do that because they didn't really respect Trayvon Martin.
No, I mean, obviously they didn't respect Trayvon Martin at all, because I don't know how true this is, but I heard that they waited 2 days later to tell his parents or something like that. What was that about?
Yeah, that's what they said. Yep, because they didn't really know what had went on. You know, they didn't disclose all the information. I heard the same thing. You know, that whole case was bobbled. That's the reason why the police had to step down. And it's kind of ironic that the next police chief that they brought in was an African-American. So that tells you that they were already backpedaling already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the case even went as far as it did is because the governor stepped in. You know, this governor stepped in and said, oh, I'm going to have my people on this case. So it lets you know that if people say if it wasn't color involved, I'm sorry, but it wasn't involved. You know what I'm saying? Because people do certain things. If that would have been your son, or if that would have been anybody's son, or if that would have even been one of the police people's son laying on the slab, do you think they would approach that case the same way?
No, absolutely. They're going to take full advantage of everything they could. You know, they're going to the autopsy. They're going to check for everything. You know, and it's sad because they're saying that Zimmerman got beat, but for some odd reason they didn't find any blood on this man's hands, on Trayvon's hands. So if you're beating somebody up that bad, whether it's raining or not, he's going to have blood on his knuckles. So
and
that right there leaves a question.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what it is really showing you how the justice system really works. It's really not blind like people think, and it's based upon how much money you got. If you got the right amount of money, you can do anything. You can pretty much get off anything you want to. And we see it time and time again. Only when the stuff is a bit too dire straits, people say, oh, we got to wheel them on in because this just don't look right. But I'm going to tell you this, Mo. What we need to do as anybody who's a citizen in this country or a citizen in any state, we need to really start to hold these elected officials accountable. We need to challenge laws like stand your ground, because to be honest with you, that law should have never been passed, because that's too much power for a person who don't know how to control themselves. You know, and then when you really think about it, stand your ground should have really helped Trayvon, because he was the one being stalked. He was the one being followed. He was the one being harassed. But really,
yeah,
does the stand your ground really work for Zimmerman? Because you don't instigate a situation. You know, just like me going into a crowded building and a fire. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to throw me in jail. Because guess what I did? I caused the situation. So you would have thought the people on that jury would have said, you know, he might not need to go to jail for second-degree murder, but he definitely should go to jail for manslaughter and hold people for taking this young man's life. But they thought, you know what, this young man's life is not worthy of anything. We'll just toss him on out.
Whew. All right, man, we'll have to take a commercial break, man. We'll be right back, man. Sports and music later.
All right.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Like I've been running out here for years, man. Cause only God can have my tears, man. The devil is chasing me every minute. He want me to fall behind. I'm not timid. I will finish this race. Cause Christ died. Y'all are sinners. Cause I ain't perfect. Nobody on the surface. But as long as I walk the surface, I'ma walk here with a purpose. I'm getting nervous. Cause Christ died for that one purpose. So they won't hurt us. But I feel that evil lurking. She got that devil in her heart. The one you can't believe. Don't be fooled by her pretty lips and Maybelline. Or take a chance with the romance, she'll tear your heart. I know she looking like an angel, but she cold and dark.
Whoever finds me finds life. No way can man profit from rap. Liberate from darkness.
The bottles of gold, bottles of gold. The lights are bright, lights are bright. My shades is on, shades is on. High from the hype. We need you, God, cause we ain't right. Easily, these are the reasons we need Jesus Christ up in our life. Cause every day I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying to stop saying niggas so much. My niggas be like, so what? That's why them white folks go nuts every time we show up. And they be like, hold up, and they don't even know us. They looking at us crazy before we even walk in. The devil is serious. He wanna see us all in coffin. God is serious too. He wants you to live forever, forever with you and your crew. You and your fam. And your enemies too.
Whoever finds me finds life. No way can man profit from rap. Liberate from darkness.
Enemy, yeah, produced by myself, featuring Anna Christina. Well, we back once again, man, with the boy Al Humble, Al Holla. What it do, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. I'm just thinking about this conversation that about Mr. Martin and feeling about what happened and why we feel like he didn't get no justice. You know, I think society, man, we really need to start to reinvent ourselves and start to really ask, are we really portraying ourselves in a good light? Because the reason why I think people conform, you know, opinions or, you know, have ideas of it is that we carry ourselves. You know, I don't think we, as a group of a people, coming together. We only come together when something happens, but we shouldn't even let stuff like this even happen to our young. You know what I'm saying? We
right.
need to educate our young. We need to let our young know that they are somebody, that you don't have to be what people think, but be who you think you should be, not what other people think you should be. And that's the hard thing, because there's so many things pulling. You know, I talk about positive things, but you know what? People don't, you know, people listen to me, they might say, you know, oh, you're doing a good job, but they now campaign. But if I'm behind, you know, I'm not trying to knock anybody for what they do, but if I had some liquor, if I like hanging and acting crazy, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But, you know,
right.
we got to figure out what our priorities are. And we need to, I always tell people, I think my generation and the generation before me kind of dropped the ball and turned the younger people know who they really are. Because I think a lot of people don't know who they are. They don't know who to identify with, to the wrong people to identify. And they don't have good, positive role models. You know, I hold it up to my parents because my parents were the ones who I saw. But if your parent ain't doing nothing, what you think the young child going to do?
You're absolutely correct, man. You know, and that's, it is a portrayal now. You know, some people look at us as what we look like. You know, sometimes we look at the hip hop community as something we need to be. And obviously at times Trayvon Martin had pictures of him with weed, guns and stuff like that. Did he really mean that? Who knows? I don't think the kid really felt like he was a thug or anything like that, but he's still young enough to think that it's cool and understand that it's cool. So you're absolutely correct on the role models we need to have for these young individuals, man, because the thing is, you just look at the culture in itself. You portray a certain lifestyle, you portray a certain way of living, you're going to get treated that way. You know, you have a guy like 2 Chainz, you know, he obviously is a rapper. You know, he lives a flossy life. He talks about his jury. He talks about murder. He talks about robbing people and this, that, and other. And he gets robbed. So he portrays a life that, you know, in our community, when the black community and in general, they take music really serious. They be like, okay, if you're a gangster, you really a gangster, you go get robbed. You go get treated like one, you know. And when people shooting at rappers and stuff like that, it's the fact that, you know, it's the life that they're portraying on these songs. So now they can't be surprised when people want to run up on them. They can't be surprised if they go to a city and they have to pay their dues because, you know, you're just not about to go to any gangster city and think you're just about to come there and get money. It's not, you know, if that type of music didn't sell as much, well, I don't know if it sell as much, but if it didn't influence a generation as much as it does, we wouldn't have artists acting the way they do. Because at the end of the day, man, they looking at it as entertainment. A lot of them guys are just family men, you know, they probably speak properly, but, you know, they feel like, okay, if I have to act like I get all the chicks, if I have to act like I drink every bottle in the world, if I smoke every weed in the world, you know, that's what I have to do in order to be a successful rap artist. That's what I'm going to do. But what it does, it destroys our nation. It destroys everything that we feel like we need to be as individuals. It destroys everything that the greats who died for us to help us get away from, you know, and it's been going on for years. It's not just this generation. It started early. You know, the early rap was good. You know, they promoted peace and you know, and love. And then, you know, it started to get corrupt as the times went on. But obviously, if people are portraying a certain lifestyle, that's what they're going to think of us. And I've been wearing a hoodie since I was a kid, and I've never, you know, considered myself to be a gangster or a thug. But it's sad that we don't have enough positive examples that kids really lean on nowadays, especially in our community.
Everything official down.
What I win?
Yeah. from Jiggy Freddy.
Hey, Sean B. Dillon.
Hey, what's good, Fab?
Everything official.
DJ!
Everything
I want to talk to you for a minute.
Everything official. Everything official. Yo! Yeah.
What up, though? Welcome to Motown. AKA. Yeah, it's about to go down, huh? Oh, wow. Yeah, he about to clown now. Out the country, where he about to go now? Beach house, making beats on the beach. It feels good, standing all on my feet. And I don't say it to brag, but to motivate. Gotta be a warrior, homie, Golden State, huh? You people want green and white, then go to state. All my true Spartan dogs, they gon' relate. In the motherland, going in on potent steak. Fresh fruit of divine, homie, them potent grapes. It feels good to be official. You running around with that fake dough. Ain't got enough bread to pay for your incidental. That ain't the whip, cuz we all know it's rental. Before I sell my soul, I read the rolling pencil. I feel like Marley, Martin Luther, and Marvin. Feeding people, they starving. Feeding people the garden. Adam Eve in the party. Polly and bought Ferraris and new Ataris. And how we go on bank like a Barclay. Check. Let me grab my Barclays and run up the block because I'm fresh up out my car seat. Kevin James, nah, I ain't a grown up yet, but like Jerome Bett for that grown up check.
We round my way, some shining, top peel back, bad chick riding. Cause everything official, everything official. And you can tell I'm grinding, by the way my wrist blinding.
Do it like I do it, I'm a beast. Throwing set your hair, RG3. Product of the zoo, yeah, boy, I'm an animal. Feasting on these rappers like they edible. Cannibal, damn, I'm dope. CEO, all official click, that's the business. Bad girls club, keep a house full of. Switcher full of crypto, chronicon of light. I got these on that molly, I ain't trying to wipe. Not tonight, strictly pipe. Floppy toppy, rock my mic. Finna blow up like dynamite. Check my light, I'm shining bright. Living up to all my hype. Matter of fact, I'm underhyped. Instead of chasing these, better get your paper right. I'm flying in the spaceship that's headed to outer space. I'm amazing, the flow is blazing. Hazing them like they pledging. Been night since I was 11. My verse is going to heaven. I'm living life, no regretting. Jet setting, everything official. This that real real, that real feel, that Kill Bill. I'm so trill, she so fine. I got a boyfriend, but I'm a steal. Cause I'm fly, like the Air Force. Cause I might as well be the airport. My time coming, these lames know what my game plan is. I can't blow it, papered up like wallpaper. Ball hawk, all haters, I'm cashing out like cash out. Them bad birds get smashed out. Keep Ben Franks in them 501. Ben Franks in that duck. Ben Franks in them safe. Benefits of that hustle, Tom.
Everything official down. Everything official,
everything official, everything official, everything official, everything official, everything official, everything official, my we count figures, you ain't talking about money unless it by double digits, in the block, doing good this year, we doing numbers, stand down all winter to do it up in the summer, torn bras piled up in the fifth, this where it's at, ballet in the front and it coming in through the back, snuck in with a I'm coming in with a of that loud 100 bottles, and yeah, we in all black. House party in the lobby, yeah, we in the lobby. Then we all headed up to them suites, it ain't a problem. Cashed out everything all night, need no receipts. All the moves we made today, tomorrow we gonna repeat. Got a call from the plug, he asking me, do I want it? Drop them off about.
Yes, sir, we back again. Sports and music with Mo Aker. That was my boy Al Holla. Al Humble, man, you know, he came on here and spoke excellent knowledge that we all need to hear, you know, ultimately, you know, I hate the fact that every time these tragedies happen, man, you know, we always got to look back and reflect, but, you know, I feel like we need to do a better job of just reflecting in general as human beings, as individuals, as whatever, you know, I don't care if you're black, white, or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. I feel like God created us all. He did create us all, and I feel like we have to do a better job of doing better with ourselves. And how we treat ourselves. And I feel like if we start treating ourselves better, other people will start treating us better as well. It's still unfortunate what happened with the case of the young man with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. You know, it hurt my soul tremendously to see something like that happen. You know, and we're still going to be disturbed by this for a while. But ultimately, you know, the prayers are with his family, and obviously we need to pray for this world and the well-being of this world because things are getting worse and worse. So, with that being said, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you, and then you will reach our portion of Sports and Music with Mo Agger. Whenever you guys have the opportunity, go back and listen to this show. I will post the link on Twitter again so everyone can come back and listen to this show and just talk about, I mean, listen to some of the things that we talked about. You know, it's not like we're saying anything new, but, you know, Al said a lot of things that's very monumental and change throughout this world. So thanks again for joining us. We'll be back again, same time, next week. This is Sports and Music with Mo Agger on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.